time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
Homily for July 1st, the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Jesus loved surprises. His Father in heaven was the God of surprises. So it would naturally follow that Jesus reveled in surprising people with good things. In the Gospel today, he surprises a woman who was plagued by a physical problem, and the parents of a little girl thought to be dead. Both women and parents desperately waited and hoped for a surprise. They were not sure there'd be one, but they were opened at least to the possibility. Jesus, like those who in the core of their personalities, believed in a God of surprises. That's what the Father in heaven wants of all of us. Jesus would have had a much harder time helping the cynical, the sardonic, the bitter, the conniving who might want to purchase miracles from them. So the simple faith of these simple people occasioned the grace that Jesus had within him. Once upon a time, a certain pastor, worn out from phone calls and summons to his office late in the evening, was sipping off to the land of Nod when a call came from the teenager who manned the office in the evening. "Father, there's a kind of cute elderly man down here who wants to talk to you." Kind of cute meant that the young woman did not deem him dangerous. The man indeed was well-dressed, handsome, genial, and yes, kind of cute. "Probably a nut," said the pastor to himself. "He wants to complain about sermons last Sunday or about the bishop or the pope." "Yes," he said, not particularly happy to have been disturbed so late on the cold winter evening. "You don't remember me, do you, Father? I've seen a lot of faces in the last 40 years in the rectory." "No reason to remember me. I was hitchhiking home from college because we didn't have much money in those days, and I borrowed $50 from you. I promised to pay you back, and I never did." "You're with Notre Dame." "That's right, Father. What my kids call now a domer. I figured I'd better pay you back." "What kind of interest rate do you charge?" The priest remembered that he had liked the young man because of his grace and charm. "No interest," he said. "That wouldn't be fair." The man took out his checkbook. "How about 200%? He said as he grinned and wrote a check. "Could I bring my kids and introduce them?" "Megan," the priest said to a teenager, feeling very guilty, and he knew she'd been listening at the door, "could you make us a pot of tea?"
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.